Welcome to another episode of I Never Liked You with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith, and today we're talking fashion. So I'm wearing one of your blouses.
And I'm wearing...
I honestly think you look great. I think that's a good look for you.
I would literally never wear something like this.
I mean, I would never wear this. I feel like I'm like the Statue of Liberty.
You're not even wearing it correctly. It's supposed to be buttoned to the top, but you insist.
I don't like things too close to my neck. That's a big thing with
me. It actually doesn't look bad on him. I think... looks better on a more petite frame.
I think that this is a good look for you. Like a cutoff. It's like you look good. You look like you ran track in the 70s or something.
I ran track in middle school.
That's what I'm saying. You look good.
I got shin splints, only earned 1 point.
How would you describe my fashion style?
Boring. Plain. Straight.
No.
Ish.
Not straight. Not t-shirt, the pants that I
wear. T-shirts and jeans.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not
yes, you wear them a little bit more gay, but t-shirt and jeans, basically what straight guys wear. How would you describe my fashion?
Maggie Smith. Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey, I guess.
Have you ever had interest in fashion, or have you always dressed the same, even when you were younger?
I pretty much always dressed. Even when I was a kid, my mom would like try and put me like in a buttoned-up shirt if we had to go to like a wedding or something, and I hated it. I would cry. I just want to wear a t-shirt and jeans. And I'm still the same today. But I've always not liked dressing up. Even like suits, I don't like suits. I don't like even... like times I've done drag, like Bob, or like I did Liza with like wigs, or like if we wore Bob's like outfits and stuff. I just don't find any interest in it. I just want like, I don't know, shirts and jeans and I don't know. I don't know why. I literally don't know why. I remember when Christian Siriano was really popular on Project Runway, everyone wore those vests. It's like a t-shirt with like a vest over it with skinny jeans. I could get into that. But
I feel like that's also a stand-up look.
Well, I mean, like in the 1980s, like the big broad shoulders, right. Like the Paula Poundstone sort of look.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. When I go on stage, like I remember when I was doing the first time I did Kennedy Center, I was opening for Hasan Minhaj, and I sent you guys a video of me singing, and my entire group of friends was like, really? A white shirt and jeans for the Kennedy Center? And I just headlined and I wore basically the same thing.
You did. I did not.
No, you came out in like you look like one of the stepsisters in Cinderella.
A see-through blouse.
Yeah.
I've always liked fashion. I've always gravitated to fashion.
But what kind of fashion? Because now,
I mean, as I've gotten older, it's gotten gayer and more sort of grandmothery, blousey.
What are some fashion trends that you
like?
But like
even growing up, when I was straight, like I would always try to pick things that like not everyone else was wearing. I just liked to stand out a little bit more, or like be more adventurous in fashion. So colors and patterns and.
I wish like the 70s fashion came back with like flare jeans and like really tight shirts, like. Like sort of like a red shirt, like a white, like lining on the arms and the neck and stuff.
I also bought my first pair of jeans and didn't wear jeans until I was in eighth grade.
What were you wearing before? Dockers?
I don't like just
skirts.
Pants. And what's funny now is I wear jeans a lot, but for some reason people don't associate jeans with me because every time I post a picture or video, people are like, oh my God, Nick's in jeans. But I literally wear jeans more than
I can't
anything.
Think of you in jeans.
Really?
No, I think of you in like these kind of pants.
No, everyone always, and I always think it's weird because I'm like, I'm always in jeans. And
what's
people
weird
are like,
your shirts even smell like a grandma. What is the deodorant that you use?
I don't know. Degree?
You don't know the deodorant that you get.
I think it's Degree or Dove, one of those.
I get like women's scentless Dove or unscented Dove.
But I don't know. I've always liked fashion. I've always gravitated to more like sort of androgynous-y looking clothing.
You meant Liza said was the most sexual, like what turns her on? The brain is an androgynous zone.
Oh, Liza. But I like something that like can be worn by men or women. I mean... anything can
what
be
do you
worn
hate?
By anyone.
Like you see someone wearing in the street, what turns you off?
I really don't like polos. I think they look nice if you have biceps, but they're just
if you're
they
golfing.
Don't do it for me. Cargo shorts, gross.
Yeah, like with the pockets and like the zippers and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's camo. Hate.
Camo can be cute. Hate. Patty nope. Patty pulls off camo.
Hate camo. Hate
Patty
it.
Patty pulls off like a nice camo.
Hate
Patty
it. Hats.
No hats.
Now I like a sun hat. You all know I like a sun hat. I was going to say,
you wear a sun hat that makes Samantha from Sex and the City blush.
It's not for me.
Let me do the top. Remember on Inside the Actors Studio when they would ask them questions? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you the questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite word?
Cunt.
What is your least favorite word?
I can't even say it. It literally is one of those words that like makes my skin crawl. P-U-B-E-R-T-Y.
Puberty?
Stop it.
Why? Puberty.
I have always hated that word. There's something about the sound of it.
So when did you hit puberty?
Haven't. When I do, puberty. I'll let you know. Oh, God, I mean, stop saying it.
But why does it bother you, puberty?
Stop it.
Puberty.
Enough.
What if you...
I did just start saying the word pussy, and even that is a little cringe. Maybe it's the p sound. Did you... And I used to hate the word faggot.
Did you just say enough? Like a Disney villain? Enough! What if you were in a play that like, Nick, we love you on the podcast, I Never Liked You, with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith, and we have a Broadway show. It's going to be starring you, starring Angela Lansbury, and I know, and Barbara Streisand, and Red Buttons.
Oh.
And the Smothers Brothers.
Okay.
And Chris and Darren Chris.
Oh, gotta have them.
The show is called Puberty.
Booberty?
Puberty.
Booberty?
And the main song goes like this.
Okay.
Puberty, puberty. Can you audition? If you just sing it just like that, we know you're an opera singer. If you can sing it just like that, we will give you the role, $12 million a year.
Booberty.
We're going to stop you right there.
Booberty.
Puberty. You don't like pubes?
Stop.
What? I've never seen this. Pubes.
Stop. It is. I can't anymore.
I.
It's like needles. We can't. We have to change the subject.
Do you trim your pubes?
We're not. Enough. This is enough. There's something about the. I don't like it.
Public?
What's your least favorite word?
No, I'm not done asking you. Okay. No. What's your favorite sound? What's your least favorite sound?
Your voice.
Not puberty?
Your voice saying
puberty.
Next question.
Puberty.
If you ask me something about fashion, since that's our episode.
No, this is more interesting than fashion.
Okay.
You not liking the word puberty.
You have to stop.
What is your favorite... What else do they ask them on that show? Oh, if you died and you went, God, if there is a heaven and heaven exists and you go to the pearly gates, what is God going to say to you?
Why are you here?
You can ask me now.
Okay. What's your least favorite word?
No, you start with your favorite word.
What's your favorite word?
I like saying now. It's something that my family always says. If someone says something ridiculous, we always go, now, and it's a Pomaro thing. We all scream the word now.
What's your least favorite word?
My least favorite word is, I don't think that I have a least favorite word. Liza's was pig.
What's your favorite sound?
My favorite sound is probably like, I love rain. Like if you're inside and it's like a cozy day and you just hear rainfall, that's a great sound.
Are you a 42-year-old divorcee from Iowa?
Close. I'm almost 40.
What's your least favorite sound?
Construction. And there's always construction on my street, and I just want to wake up and have coffee, and every morning it says... I'm like, it's enough.
That's what I say at your shows.
Yeah, it's true.
You've been in a fashion show.
That is true. I was
Mr. Fashion.
I was. I remember I was about to go to bed, and I get a phone call from Mark Agon from Andrew Schultz's show. And Mark calls me and goes, can you fly to Paris tomorrow to be a part of the Louis Vuitton Presents Kids Super Fashion Show? And I said,
well, yes.
What? And he was like, I know this sounds crazy, but it's Comet Theo Vaughn, Stavros, you know, Andrew Santino. You would fly tomorrow. We're flying you private. I said, okay. And like, I had to have my agent call that and whatever. So then all of a sudden the next day, a car picks me up. I'm driven to an airport out in Long Island. There's me, Theo Vaughn, Andrew Santino, Stavros. They put us on the Puma private jet. We fly to Paris. They give us steak on the plane. We wake up. We're in Paris. And then we literally go to Sound and Light. Tyra Banks was hosting the show, which she was great. But let me just say this about Tyra Banks. No, I'm like, okay, Tyra Banks, she's going to be a diva, blah, blah. No, she was there on time. She was hanging out. She was chit-chatting.
She's a professional.
She is. She hosted the show. She didn't miss a beat. She was kept things moving. She looked amazing. She took pictures with us. Like she, and then afterwards, she was like, we were in the hotel and she walked in. She was like, oh my God, you guys, there's a Five Guys out there and they've got the best chocolate shake. And we're like, how are you so normal? And then at one point I asked her, I was like, oh, your talk show, really? Gets the gays going, and she was like, they made us do so much stuff on that show that I didn't want to do, and I was like, I can see that,
but also,
you did pretend to have rabies.
Them do stuff that you didn't want to do.
I think that's true, and the audience. Remember, she had like an audience like clap if you're straight, clap if you're gay. I was like,
she removed the audience to interview Naomi Campbell,
and then basically just beat the shit out of her. Naomi was like, I'm sorry if you felt that way, but you remember this in 1991 at the Milan Fashion Show, we were there for Versace, and you did this to me. She's like, I don't remember, but I'm really sorry if you felt that way, and I hope that we can grow past this. And she's like, but do you remember in 1992? I was like, this is such an inappropriate interview. She's like, I'm sorry, what's going on here? No, please, can we stop this? I've said I'm sorry. And she foams at the mouth. And then she says, we'll be back for the Tyra Banks show. She was at the top model. They get these women who weigh as much as a quarter.
Prime reality TV.
Throw them into a wind tunnel machine where they've never been in before. They're flailing around. And then they've got whatever that guy with the silver hair.
No, he's bald.
The guy with the silver
Jay.
Hair. Jay. Was screaming.
Jay Manuel.
He was screaming, pose, look pretty, make it fashion. There's 180 mile an hour winds flying at these wafer thin girls. And then Tyra's like, remember she put the girl in a pool and she was like, I think I'm dying. And she's like, this is fashion. This is fashion. She's like, but Tyra, I'm dying.
They put the girls in, you know, that air tunnel that like.
That's what I just described.
Right. And the girls are literally like, that's not fashion because they're all wearing the same not fashion jumpsuit and all of them weigh 80 pounds wet. Mind you, I could never do
that
simulation.
You're repeating the story I just said.
I could never do that simulation. I would pass out. I'd black out and
should we make that an episode on YouTube?
They literally wouldn't let. I would black out and get injured. But like, she did a race changing episode.
She did. And then she kind of is embarrassing because like when she was in Spain and she's like, I'm the photographer for this. So everyone's like, oh. And then while she's doing it, she's trying to speak Spanish and she's yelling like, aquí, aquí, sí, aquí, no, aquí.
Honestly,
I was like,
that
what
was
are these direct here, 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 here.
That was when reality TV
was at its peak. That and Millionaire Matchmaker.
Flavor of Love.
The early aughts reality
it
TV
does
is
not,
the best.
That needs to be an episode.
We should make an episode on
it does
the
not
Swan.
Get
I mean, we could do an entire series on Top
Extreme
Model.
Extreme Home Makeover, Trading Spaces.
Oh my God. Trading Spaces. When they would come in and they would hate the home, a woman put hair all over the wall.
I mean.
And then they walk in like, I don't like it.
They don't make shows like that anymore. And it was pre-social media and people were just
free to say and do whatever they want.
It doesn't get Rock of Love. Double Shot of Love with Tila
Tequila.
Who's now like a neo-Nazi apparently or
she
something.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, things didn't go well for her.
Things weren't going well for her then.
I guess you're right. I remember the one lesbian who was like down to the final two, and the lesbian was like, I really love you. I was like, you don't. It's MTV2. You don't love her. Now stop it. Yeah. Well,
that needs to be a whole
20 seconds left. Any ending notes on fashion?
I have fashion instincts. You do not.
But I was in a Louis Vuitton kids super fashion show and you weren't.
For your humor.
No, they got me there for my looks.
Thank you for watching and listening to another episode of our podcast. Please leave a review and please like, comment, and subscribe. And until next time.